It is March 25th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. There's more bad real estate news in Chicago. As expected, the 175 West Jackson building was repossessed by its lenders after the owners defaulted on their loans. The 135 South LaSalle Street building is in foreclosure negotiations. Other notable Chicago buildings are also being abandoned by their owners over debts or a lack of desire to invest in updating the buildings to attract new tenants. Crane's Chicago Business has the story. The CFTC extended the comment period for the FTX request for amended DC registration order. This was the talk of FIA Boca 2022 as it deals with the issue of moving to a non-intermediated clearing model. So far, I am verklempt, but not sure how long that will last. I need some coffee. It is time to get ready to party again in Singapore. COVID restrictions are to be lifted for the Republic on March 29th. Large-scale events, live performances, and alcohol consumption beyond 10:30 p.m. are coming back, the Business Times reported. Early bird pricing for the 40th Annual Options Industry Conference, being held May 10th to 12th, 2022 at La Cantera Resort and Spa in San Antonio, ends today, March 25th. Evolution Markets announced changes to its executive suite, appointing Evan Ard as CEO and Peter Zaborowski as the newly created position of president, head of global brokerage Evolution Markets. Additionally, the company's co-founder, president, and CEO, Andrew Ertel, is stepping back from his management role at the firm and assumes the new role of executive chairman. Mr. Ertel also remains as the chairman of the Evolution Markets Board of Directors. The OCC is looking for help in cybersecurity and has a position open for an associate principal security engineering in either Chicago or Dallas. The London Stock Exchange has an innovative program called LSEG Returner Program, which partners with the group Women Returners to seek professional individuals who are looking to return to the workplace after a career break. The program aims to hire women in permanent roles at London Stock Exchange Group. I have a confusing basketball situation. Purdue plays St. Peter's in the NCAA tournament. I graduated from Purdue University. I attend St. Peter's United Church of Christ. Now, the church does not have anything to do with the school and its basketball team, except for the name, but it does share that rather important name. I expect the Purdue Boilermakers to beat the St. Peter's Peacocks, but maybe St. Peter's is the holy Cinderella team of this year's NCAA basketball tournament. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Lucan happy to be back at Boca, hails conference a success. A video from John Lothian News, part of our industry leader series, shot at FIA Boca 2022. Walt Lucan was not the last interview JLN conducted during Boca, but he was the second to last. The JLN team interviewed the FIA president and CEO on the back patio of the Meisner Center on the last day of the conference, minutes before he offered his closing words. Here's a story from the FT. Oligarchs, Power and Profits, the History of BP in Russia. The oil giant's 32-year journey defined by the West's lucrative yet complicated courtship of the post-Soviet country. In April 1990, 5 months after the fall of the Berlin Wall, John Brown sat in a car outside the oil and gas ministry in Moscow, eating a McDonald's hamburger. The Soviet Union was unraveling after decades of communist rule. Brown, then a senior executive at BP, the oil company he would later run for 12 years, was in town to speak to anyone he could about investment opportunities beyond the Iron Curtain. My comment, this is a story that should be a movie. Here's a story from Crane Chicago Business, referenced earlier. Two big Loop office buildings being seized by lenders. The bank repossessions show the ongoing financial carnage some office landlords are facing in the downturn. Lenders are taking control of a pair of massive but outdated Loop office buildings in two high-profile examples of downtown office distress during the COVID-19 pandemic. In one of the largest bank repossessions of a downtown property ever over the past 2 years, a venture of Toronto-based Brookfield Asset Management has transferred the 1.4 million square foot building at 175 West Jackson Boulevard to a special servicer, LNR Partners, according to Bloomberg data tied to Brookfield's $280 million loan on the property. Miami-based, Florida-based LNR was overseeing the loan, which was packaged with other loans and sold off to commercial mortgage-backed securities investors. My comment, the insurance exchange building owners defaulted. Let that sink in for a minute. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Financial advisors aren't sold on crypto. Trading rules, volatility, and risk are some of the reasons advisors are hesitant to recommend the digital assets. Investment advisors are still conflicted about putting clients into crypto. A January survey from Bitwise Asset Management of 600 financial advisors found 15% allocated a portion, usually 5% or less, of their clients' portfolios in crypto in 2021. That is up from 9% a year ago and 6% 2 years ago. Still, 85% of advisors still aren't investing in cryptocurrencies for clients. My comment, we need some more Matt Damon Super Bowl commercials and we will win them over. Here's a story from Barrington Hibbert Associates via LinkedIn. Talking resilience with Gary Pettit, CEO of ED&F Man. Gary Pettit's journey to his current role of CEO of ED&F Man can be described as somewhat unconventional. Working his way up from bank teller, Gary has experienced significant highs and challenging lows in both his personal and professional life. One prominent theme throughout his life is his resilience, which has allowed him to push forward in the face of adversity. This, he believes, is the key to his success. His advice to anyone starting their career journey is to consistently focus on your goals and learn to bounce back from difficulties. My comment, Gary Pettit was brought in and had to make some hard choices. Hard choices normally involve people and their jobs. Here's a story from Vincent and Elkins. The SEC's Climate Disclosures Proposed Rule, 8 Key Takeaways. SEC Ramps Up COVID-19 Response. The Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, released a proposed rule on March 21, 2022 that would require U.S. and foreign private issuers to provide certain climate-related information in their registration statements and annual reports. The proposed rule, the enhancement and standardization of climate-related disclosures for investors, would require companies to develop and disclose a significant amount of climate-related information, including climate-related risks reasonably linked to have a material impact on finances and businesses, greenhouse gases, emissions, and climate-related financial statement metrics. The following set forth 8 key takeaways from the proposed rule. My comment, the SEC must have some pretty good coffee to get ramped up like that. Here are the top 3 stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story on Thursday was Viewpoint Stronger Together at Boca by Walt Lucan, President and CEO of FIA from FIA Market Voice. Tied for second place were the Financial Times BlackRock chief Larry Fink says Ukraine war marks end of globalization, and the Wall Street Journal's an alleged fraud uncovered by a short seller in gunfire. And third was Crypto isn't decentralized, it's actually run by a handful of bigwigs exploiting low-paid workers, says longtime internet academic, which came in second on Wednesday. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, LME to nearly double the size of its default fund after squeeze. The London Metal Exchange told members it will nearly double the size of its clearinghouse default fund as the exchange grapples with the fallout from an unprecedented short squeeze that has roiled metals markets. The LME has notified members that the default fund will increase to $2.075 billion from $1.1 billion in April due to a rise in stress testing losses, according to people familiar with the matter who asked not to be identified because the information is not public. Member contributions, which are based on relative initial margins, are due on April 4th. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Clearstream blocks Russia's depositories as bond payments loom. Russia's National Settlement Depository said its account with Clearstream, the Luxembourg-based clearinghouse that processes payments for many of the nation's corporate and sovereign bonds, has been blocked. Operations haven't been going through since the freeze on March 24th, the NSD said in a statement on its website. A decision to restart will be based on a review by the regulators in Luxembourg, it said. Here's the last story, this one from Bloomberg. London Metal Exchange sees trader exodus as open interest slides. Open positions across LME dropped more than 8% since March 8th, about $6 billion of nickel positions liquidated in 2 weeks. Traders and investors are rapidly cutting exposure to the London Metal Exchange after this month's nickel market chaos, driving open interest to a 15-year low and leaving key metals exposed to wild price swings as liquidity shrivels. The number of open positions across the LME's six main metals markets fell more than 8% in the 2 weeks after the exchange suspended trading in nickel and canceled billions of dollars worth of transactions on March 8th. Investors have queued up to unwind their nickel positions since the market reopened, and the chaos has spilled over into other markets too, with aluminum and zinc exposure dropping sharply. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. We'll be right back.